So, the Maori Naim and Heineken Parsha is a lot in Parsha's Shmos. And I just selected three things. There was actually nothing in Parsha's Vayechi. But in Parsha's Shmos is a lot. And the first thing he discusses in Parsha's Shmos is on Daf Kuf Lamed Vav. He speaks about the fact that the Elish Shmos B'nai Yisrael. He brings down the concept, which is brought down the other Chassidus Rishonim. Eilu Shmos Bnei Yisrael is that really a Yid is in Gantz and Shemus. Bnei Yisrael is Shemus of Hashem, not Eilu Shmos Bnei Yisrael. These are the names of the Bnei Yisrael themselves. It means these are the names of Hashem that are embedded in every Yid. He brings down that from the Kisvi Arizal. Here in the, he says, "Hinei Adam Israeli, who Malei Shemais Hakadoshim. Every year is full of Shemais Hakadoshim. Hagulgoyles, who Avai Benikut Komatz. Your skull is Hashem's name Yudkei Vavkei, with a Komatz. Oh, your brain inside is Havai Benikut Patach, whatever this means. The heart, Alei, is Havai Benikut Seiri." The Zro Yamin, your right arm, is a Vaya B'nikud Segel. The Zro Yisrael, your left arm, is a Vaya B'nikud Shva. The Guf is a Vaya B'nikud Cholam. The Shoik Yamin, the right thigh, is a Vaya B'nikud Chirik. The Shoik Yisrael, the left thigh, is a Vaya B'nikud Kubutz. And the Bris is a Vaya B'nikud Shurik, with a Vav. Ooh. And the Tarishlo, the top of the Bris Mila, is a vaya without nikud at all, because it's makabal ol nekudas. I have to be a very big makuba for this. So you're just a lot of yudkev avkes. Comments out of all. Comments out. You're ha ha hey who he. It's amazing. You are just a tzaddik doesn't look at you and sees a white Caucasian male with a white beard. A tzaddik looks at you. He sees. I can look at you totally differently. I see a kamatz between your two eyebrows and your nose. This is mamash a kamatz. Your two eyes are at seiri. I've never noticed that. Wow. Your two eyes are at seiri. Your eyebrows and your nose is mamash a kamatz. Your mouth is a patach. how do we get a kubitz from you, though? How do we get a segel here? Actually, you can look at your two eyes, your nose is being a segel, too. Yeah. There's a lot of, it's no joke. Your eyebrows and your nose are a kamatz. Your two eyes are a tzeiri. Your mouth is a patach. And you can look at these things as a segel too. Very interesting. So, a tzaddik looks at your arms, looks at your feet, he sees just Shemus Havaya. That's what Elish Moitz Bnei Yisrael. So he says in many places that the goals of Mitzrayim, he brings it, it's from the Priya, it's from the Rizal. But it's a concept that the Mori Naim repeats again and again, that the main Golas Mitzrayim was not a physical Golas, it was a Golas Hadas. And Golas Hadas means that the Jewish people were not concentrating on Hashem. That's the biggest Golas there can be. Because when the Yidna, there's a Golas Hadas, that their minds are not concentrating on Hashem all the time, so that is the biggest galus possible. Nothing is worse than that. And that's a good shot when it says, the Chazal say, that the Egyptians were idol worshippers and the Jews as well. About the Jews did not mamash bow down to their idols. They didn't believe in their whole pantheon of idols. But it says they're idol worshippers. It means that you're not considered a real proper Jew unless you serve Hashem 24/7. You're thinking about Hashem every moment. Every moment you're constantly saying, what does Hashem want me to do now? What does Hashem want from me now? That's called an Oved Hashem. Anything less than that, for what a Jew could be and should be, is called Avodah Zarah, is called idolatry. That's his Yisod. It brings down from the Baal Shem Tov, who's to say, Zchusa Yamad Lanu. It says, we say in Kriya Shema, V'sartem v'avadatem elohim acherim. And you shall stray
and you shall serve foreign gods. Says the Hilik of Hashem, Takef, Kishasarta Mes Hashem, Miyad Vavatem Elokim Acherim. That itself, just Vesartim, the minute a Yid is distracted from the Rabbi Shalom, the minute it's Vesartim, then it's already Vavatem Elokim Acherim. It's no two ways. You don't have to find a new god, you don't have to find Buddha, or some other god to worship, or Christianity, or Islam. The minute a Yid is not, you don't have to. You might say very much that atheism is really worse than Avodah Zarah. I don't believe in anything. If I don't believe in gods, and my mind is off God, our God, the real God, or any gods, I don't believe in gods, I don't believe in divinity, Bechlal, that's the rate of Avodah Zarah. You don't have to have a particular idol. Not dedicating and focusing your life on Hashem every second, and thinking, what does Hashem want me now? What does Hashem want me now? What does Hashem want me now? That's called Vesartem. And when it's Vesartem, it's instantly Vavatem Lehem Echayrev. Immediately, there's already, it's called Avodah Zarah. It's either, it's got to be the Rabbi Shalom, or it's Avodah Zarah. And in Mitzrayim, the Yidden were not concentrating on the Rabbi Shalom, and the Yidden's Metzias is concentrating on the Rabbi Shalom, because Ve'elish Shmais B'nei Yisrael is the Taich, that B'nei Yisrael are Shemus Havaya. A Yid, if you look at the Yid properly, the Arizal didn't see a Yid. He saw Shemus. He saw Shemus Havaya. That's how Arizal trained himself. The Arizal didn't see a Yid, just like a scientist, an atomic scientist, a physicist doesn't see you as a human being. He sees you as a lot of atoms. You're not a human being, you're just a lot of atoms. Molecules. It's a different way of looking at somebody. And a heiliger mensch, a heiliger malach, like the Arizal, saw the Elish Mais B'nai Yisrael, a Yid is in Gansan, Shemus Havaya. And if a Yid's not like that, he's already in Golos. So therefore he says that it sort of answers the question. You know, we say in Kiddush, Zeich L'Sius Yisrael. Shabbos is Zeich L'Sius Yisrael. Says that there is a difference, Zeich L'Sius Yisrael. Zeich Hashem L'Kech Hashem Tzisichem Yisrael Yisrael. Am Hashem Yigad to Gev Yisrael. Why are we talking so much about Yisrael Yisrael? We should say, Zeich Hashem L'Kech Bari Olam. Hashem made the Briah. What's that is Yisrael Yisrael? The Teretz is because this is the site of the Maranayim. There was no Bria until the Yid left Mitzrayim. Because as long as it's Golas Hadas, the Yisrael of the Maranayim is that the Golas Mitzrayim was Golas Hadas. Golas Hadas means we're not concentrating on the Rabbi Shalom. We don't see the Shemus, Havai, and the Gansavel. We're looking for other things. We're looking around the world for money, looking for Tivus, looking for smorgasbords. I just did a chasna. Rabbanu can go to chuppas, I have to go to chuppas, even though I'm an Avelis. So someone comes and says, oh, the Rav should see what a great smorgasbord they have. It's not a push the smorgasbord. It's not the chasna, Natrium. And the guy says, you know, the minute I went out to that smorgasbord, I saw this wasn't a Muncie caterer. This was something better. They don't make smorgasbord like this in Muncie. And sure enough, this is a caterer from Lawrence, from the five towns. Sodaim, Amoira, Adma, Tzoyim, and Tzoya. This is a carrier from the five towns, and it's a whole different smorgasbord. You should see what's going on out there. Wow. I said, it's fine. Right here inside the chosn's tish, with a little seltzer, I'm doing very good. And what's the difference, what they have in the smorgasbord? If it's a fancy or not, it's all going to the same place. All the food ends up in the same place. The Ma'af Kamina. And it's a mixed smorgasbord anyway. Men and women on top of each other. So you might end up in a different place. You might end up in the smorgasbord, might bring you to a different place. I know where the food's ending up, but you're going to end up the Chesnisht. But the smorgasbord was invented that Yidden should be Messiah Das from the Rabbi Shalom. It was an invention, a tool of the Satan to get Yidden to be so orangutan the food that they forgot the Rabbi Shalom, and they forgot they're going to forget the learning if they walked between two women. And they're going to forget everything if they're going to bump into women. And they're going to forget everything if they're shoveling food down their mouths. They're icing and tithes. And the more you're icing and tithes, the Torah goes out. You know the difference between Torah and Taiva? Torah and Taiva, the same letters, same Tav, right? Same Vav, same Hey. The other thing is the Taiva is the Aleph, and Torah has a Resh. So what's the difference between What is the numerical difference between Torah and Taiva? 199. Same letters, right? Torah and Taiva, the same letters, the same Tav. Same Vav, same Hey. Just the Taiva is an Aleph, and Torah is a Resh. Take away an Aleph and Resh, you get 199. 199 is Tzedakah in Gematria. And that's the Shir, the Gemara says that the Yid only has $199, so you give him Tzedakah. If he has 200, don't give him Tzedakah. It's a Mishnah, right? So, it's Anias. 199 is the symbol of Anias. 199 always stands for Anias. Tzedakah. So the difference between Torah and Taiva is Tzedakah. If you have Torah, then you're a rich man. You have the Reish. But if you have Taiva, it's going to take away. What's the difference? You're going to Tzedakah. You're not a rich man anymore. You're going to strip all that. Well, you have Taiva. The Taiva will bankrupt you from your Torah. So you'll find a bach in yeshiva. It's a guy I know, Mama Yeshiva, and it's Rav Gifta's yard site, the Shabbos. It's a fellow I know. He happens to be a Hasidic fellow. And he always brags to me that when he once was, I'm not going to say the name of the yeshiva, he was in a Hasidic yeshiva, he was a bucha. And Rav Gifta came into the fair of the yeshiva. Rav Gifta was a shaykh of the Rosh Yeshiva, and the Rosh Yeshiva asked him to fair the bachar. And this bachar, this fellow, would say a big veer, big fat cat. This guy, he says, Rav Gifta asked me a shayla, and I was machavan to Rav Kaveger's answer. He was so excited with me, he kissed me, and he gave me a check for $5. We're talking here over 40 years ago, a lot of money, $5. He gets a wrote out a check for $5 to me. Of course, I never cashed a check, I still have the check, a big chashivas. So I said to him, so what happened to you? Where are you today? I know what happened to him. Well, this guy, it's Rav Kaveger's kasher. Rav Kaveger says, you keep on learning like this. Keep on learning like this, you'll be a Rav Kaveger. He just, Mama said Rav Kaveger is beautiful, gorgeous, very amazing teretz. You have to be very smart to come up with this teretz. I get to a son's bowl, he wrote out a check for $5 just to show his appreciation for the teretz. So keep on learning, you'll be another Rav Kaveger. But he didn't keep on learning. Went to business, became a grace about Taiva. The grace about Gaiva because of his money, and today he's in big trouble. He's got big troubles. All kinds of troubles. Because it's about Taiva, not about Taira. He swapped the Taira for Taiva, and the Mela, the difference between Taira and Taiva is 199. Tzedakah, Anias. You're impoverished. You have nothing, because what you only use wealthy is what you take out of this world. What you leave behind is Nishan Desant. What you leave behind, it's not yours. The Taira you take with you. Mitzvahs go with you. The money doesn't go with him. And people are stealing his money left and right anyway. He's about 10 lawsuits, 15 din Torahs. Made a lot of money. Spent his life making a lot of money. He didn't cash the check, the $5 check. But he did not become Rav Kaveger. He became a Bal Taiva. So Bekitzer, that's Mitzrayim. Klipas Mitzrayim is that the Torah was being drowned in Mitzrayim. That the, again, Golas Hadas, and he says that this is a very fascinating thing. That originally, when the Rebbe Shlomo created the world, he created the world with the Isis of the Torah. This is on the Daf Kuf Lamed Tes over here. He says other Rishon learned Torah, Mishashalach learned Torah, Chanoich learned Torah. In the 10 generations before Noach, they learned Torah. But the Dora Mabul Rishoyim Gedolim, the Dora Mabul Rishoyim Gedolim. And they were mafsik, the Torah from its shayrish, and that's why the Gantzavah was charev. That's why there was a mabul. And not only that, all the ices of the Torah, they threw it into the klipa, and they threw it into Mitzrayim. So we just have a revelation here from the Moranayim. You never knew this. The Velt was full of Torah in the time of Adam Rishon. Other Mishnah can see Torah all over the place. Just like Darizal sees Oisius and Seamus Havai when he looks at Mr. Monk and Mr. Panet. Darizal doesn't see a mensch. He sees Oisius of the Seamus Havai. So to the Gantz of Bri was Seamus Havai all over the place. Not hard to see that. I mean, if you're a stomach person, you look at a flower, you see the petals. If you're a botanist, I see pollen. I see stamens. I see pistils, I forgot already from biology. You see a lot of different things. If you're a stomach person, you see a tree. If you're a botanist, you see, there's a xylem, there's a phloem, there's different layers of bark. I know it's inside the layers. There's different tubes inside. I see capillary action. I see photosynthesis. I see all kinds of different things happening inside this tree. It's just push it. It's just a piece of wood. So a person in the time of other missions saw Isis as Hashem Avaya. But by the Dora Mabel, the people were not interested in seeing Hashem Avaya. They wanted taiva. They wanted money, 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 taiva, taiva, money. Money is the sheresh of all taivas. So they were mafsik, they ripped out the Isis from the Bria, so to speak. And the Bria without Isis can't exist. So the Bria had to be wiped away and destroyed with the marble. But what happened to all the Isis? Zog Mar 9 is a big aside, a big secret. They were thrown into the Klipas Mitzrayim. As I state in Namah Farizal, they were thrown into Mitzrayim, and therefore the knowledge of Hashem and the connection to Hashem and the Bria was in Mitzrayim. And that's why the Yidden had to go to Mitzrayim to be Goyel, the Isis. But listen to this. Ooh. What they did in Mitzrayim was, they were mal of the Isis atayrim, oimek haklipa. And that's the pshat in the pasuk, gentlemen. The Rebbeinu says, later on, in Shmois, in Perek Yud, pasuk Aleph, Hashem says, in the beginning of Boy, the opening pasuk of Boy, Boy al paro, ki ani echbalati az liboy, l'man shisi, oisai sai eile bikir boy. Poyim shat is, Hashem says, I made Paro's heart hard, so that I should put my miracles inside him. Hichbadi as liboy leman shisi oisaisai ela bekirboy. That's not pshat according to the Moranai. According to the Moranai, the taich is leman shisi oisaisai ela bekirboy. I made his heart heavy, so that I should because I put my letters of the Torah inside Paro. Because Darizal says that all the letters of the Torah that were lost in the time of the Mabul were put in the Klipas Mitzrayim. And Paro encapsulates the whole Klipas Mitzrayim. And the Isis of the Torah inside Paro. That's why Laman Shisi, Isis, Ayala, Bekir, but the Isis are inside Paro. That's the Pshat. Sar Shetavil, Paro, Laman, Isis, Atayrish, Sheshati, Bekir, but. And you, Moshe, have to take him out. So, he says, after Yisif Mitzrayim, the Das was taken out of Golas. And Das is not the Golas. And anybody who has Das can see the Rabbi Shalom all over the world again. It's evident in the Bria. It's evident in the Bria. The Rabbi Shalom is all over. And the Kleep is not there anymore. He says, the Das is not the Golas, except for Toyim Gemurim, HaKoyfim B'Metzias. A person who's a total Koyfim Bikr, maybe his Das is still in Golos. But a regular Yid, right, well, even Goyim Vaisdais, their Midas are in Golos. It's a different Shmuz. The Midas today are in Golos, but not the Das. We have bad Midas today. We're stingy, we're selfish, we're angry, we're Bali Taiva, we have more Taiva. That's bad Midas. The Das, he says, really everyone has the Das today. The Isis of the Torah are available in the world, and if a person, if his taivas wouldn't stop him, instead of looking for new taivas and running around the world and running to here and there to Las Vegas, Atlantic City for naya taivas, or he was running to your local store for a taiva, if a person would look for taira, it would be very easy to get. Our das is not in Golas. The das is working fine. It's our midas that are not beseder today, but the das is no longer in Golas. That's what was accomplished by leaving Mitzrayim. And that still exists. The never is bottled. That's the first Yisoid of the Moranayim. And I had the Geparsha. That the Golas Mitzrayim was Das, and he explains how the Mahalach of the Gula goes about. The second Yisoid of the Moranayim and I had the Geparsha. I mean, there's many Yisoids. The three I'm going to speak about tonight is the second Yesod. The second Yesod is that there's more to the Torah Akdoisha than just the Isis. The Isis are the lessons of the Torah. That was in Mitzrayim too. But there's more than that. the Oisius have an aura about them. There's a light. And the biggest thing a Yid can be zaycha to is the Or HaBohir, the clear, radiant light of the Torah, that if you're zaycha to it, you can see Misaifa Eilam HaTzaifa. Like the Baal Shem Tov, that the Baal Shem Tov can know everything, because he saw Misaifa Eilam HaTzaifa. But you have to be zaycha to extract that Or from the Torah to learn the proper way. And the way is that you have to learn b'dechilu rechimu, that you have to learn with love and fear of the Rabbi Yishlom when you learn Torah. I love nothing more than the Rabbi Yishlom, and I fear nothing more than the Rabbi Yishlom. We fear a lot of things, not the Rabbi Yishlom. We fear lots of things. We're afraid of our boss, we're afraid of our wives, we're afraid of our shadows, we're afraid of a goy, we're afraid of everything under the sun, not the Rabbi Yishlom. And love, we love everything but the Rabbi Yishlom. That's a lie. Who loves the Rabbi Yishlom? We love everything but the Rabbi Yishlom. And the Gra'ad state in this forum that the Ava, where they just see the Ava of Yira, state in the Zoya, the Ava of Yira are like two wings. Like wings. If you want to fly and get close to the Rabbi Yishlom, the wings, the Gatfin, the wings you fly on to get you out of this world and fly out of here, the two wings are Ava V'Yira. With Ava V'Yira, you're immobilized, you're in this veld, you're stuck in this world. So, if a person, however, uses the wings and flies out of this world with Ava V'Yira, he's Magia L'Or Agonas B'Toicha. Then he flies out of this world away from Taivas Olam Hazeh, and he gets to the Or Agonas. He gets to the secret light of the Torah. So not enough to have Torah. You have to zach to the light of Torah. And without learning Torah with Ava V'Yira, Torah, without fear and love of Hashem, you don't fly to Shemayim. So that's the second Yisrael of the Morin Ayim. That by Moshe Rabbeinu, it says that when Basi of his power opened up the Teva, she saw the Shekhinah was with him. How did she see the Shekhinah? The Torah says Moshe Rabbeinu had a gift in the Rabbi Shalom already of the Or HaGonos. The Moshe Rabbeinu didn't stop give the Torah to Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu brought down to this world the Or HaGonos in the Torah. And this function, this mission of Moshe Rabbeinu, to bring the Or HaGonos, this already, Moshe, he had a remez to it when he was, made a brach already, in the Teva, she saw the licht of the Shekhinah with Moshe Rabbeinu. As they say in Pasuk, Hoyd v'had levashta. As I say in Tillim. Hoyd v'had levashta. Right? In the capital Baruch Hinafshi, capital Kuf Dalet. Baruch Hinafshi is Hashem. Hoyd v'had levashta. The Baruch Hashem covers up, he puts a malbush around the Hoyd and the Hadar Torah. And the whole avoid of learning is I want to see the Or HaGonos of the Baruch Hashem. Now, light blinds you. You'll know you got to, how do you know that you got to the Or HaGonos, the Or HaBohir, the brilliant light? It's very simple. If you're so verchapt with Torah and mitzvahs, that you don't want to look at anything else. So then you know you're on the derech. If I sit and I'm thinking about a svar and Torah, or I sit and I'm in Mavis Sedra, and a taiva passes by, and I'm not interested in the santa kicking the taiva that's passing by, then I know that, because I say, why would I want to do that? I'm enjoying so much the Or HaTorah. I'm not going to pick up my head even to see what's passing by over here. It's finished into sant. I'm tefillin like this. What do I need more than the Or HaTorah? What do I need more? I'm saying some tillim, the Mavis Sedra, or I'm learning even better and deeper. So I have no time to even look at the clock. I'm above time. When we do not get distracted by outside distractions, then we know we have a shaykhus, a shtikl musuk to the Or HaTorah. Because the Or HaBohir, it's like light blinds you. When you're looking at a bright light, you can't see anything else. It excludes everything else when it's real bright. Little light, you can look around, you can squint around. But a lot of light, you get blinded by the light, you see nothing else. So you know you were zaycha to the Or HaBohir, to the brilliant light of Torah, when you're not looking at other things. And the truth of the matter is, it takes time. But you have to mark yourself, he says, ma'at, ma'at, little bit at a time, that you want to be zaycha again, the raid is, you want to be zaycha to get to your sharish neshama. Because again, what's more interesting than knowing who you really are? The problem is, we're always interested in other people. We're interested in everything but ourselves. The most interesting thing in the world is to know who I am. Who am I? What is unique about me? What does Hashem really want from me? What is my sharish neshama? If I would get to my sharish neshama, I would have everything. I wouldn't be interested in anything. I'd be so geschmack. Because my sharish neshama is really, is like the chelik of the kamimal. It's like the part of Hashem that's in me. It would be the biggest tainik. The biggest tainik is that I have something that I know that everything I need and everything I want and everything I could ever dream of is inside me already. I don't need anything. But that's not shayach when a person comes to sharish neshama. If there's anything in the world that's still attracting me and distracting me, that means I'm still far away from my sharish neshama. No shayachas to my sharish neshama. So you can learn Torah again and not be on the right mahalach. You learn Torah and it's on such a superficial level. You're getting so little light from the Torah that you're missing the whole point. It's just not enough. It's like the chesayis of the Torah. Like the Zohar says this, the Torah has an outside levush, it has clothing. And the Torah has a guf, it has a body underneath the clothing, like we have a body under our clothing. But underneath the body, underneath the flesh, is neshama. And then there's neshama din neshama, there's neshama of neshama. There's high madragas. So many people, they just stay with the levush, they just learn the outside levush of the Torah. They don't even stand the learning for the sake of coming to the pnimius, the cherish neshama. They're missing the whole point. This is what Dar Maran Kasti says. And that's galus. That's the emes of galus. I'm estranged from myself. The ikur galus is I don't know who I am. I'm an efrem de velt. I'm efrem to myself. I'm a stranger to my own self. I chavish gem musa, who I really am. I have no musa. What a terrible thing. Come to Shemayim. That's why people don't know the names. They come to Shemayim. They'd say all kinds of psukim. Then the Shemon Esrei to remember my name. Because I didn't know who I am. I never was zaych in this world to find out who I really am. I have no clue. It's a zan narish of velt. Really, the more I think of this velt, is so narish. The whole, it's such an exercise of futility. Everyone's just spinning the wheels, just going in circles. You're making money to spend the money, to earn the money, to make some more money. And it's about money, it's about a little yichas, a little nachas, a little power, a little control, a little covet, a little more turf. The tachlis achayim is to discover our sharish neshama. And the closer you get to sharish neshama, not only are we a gliklich, but there's no dinim, like the Mara Naim says constantly. Sheina dinim nintakim el v'shirashim. When you get to the sharish, there's no din anymore. All the din of Hashem brings on us is because we're not doing our job. Because we're far away from the sharish neshama. Hashem wants to push us to come to the sharish, to bring it back to Him. And that shtickel of us, that's our sharish neshama, Zok Tamar Naim, that's called the Mashiach. And that's Mashiach means redemption. Mashiach means gula. And when a yid goes through the levush and goes through the guf and goes through the neshama and he gets to the neshama gets to the pnimius of the neshama, that is a yid, that's the Mashiach yid, that's a yid for Mashiach. And this yid is when enough yidin come to the sharish neshama, then the Mashiach can come, because the Mashiach is geboit to Mashiach koima from a whole binyan, a whole construct, a structure of little Mashiachs. Just like a body is not one bone, the skeleton is many bones, so too the Klal Yisrael, the Algeyan Keg, the Mashiach Tetenu, is a Klal Yisrael that has gotten rid of the Chitzonius and comes to the Pnimius. To live a life of Chitzonius is a gefährliche life. So as a Chitzonius, a life is all about impressing people, fancier marble, chandeliers, nice faucets in the bathroom has to be very nice, and matching towels. And you gotta have the right coordinated garbage can and garbage bags in the kitchen. And you gotta have everything just right, and the right brillo, and the right, and the clothing, and the shetel, and everything, all the not. So it's a waste of a life. If you're living chitzonius, you can be back again, the gilgul, nacha gilgul, for sure. So he's a zogdomar nayim, sheik, the blessed lovoi, when the goyim will say, why don't you, give us the mitzvahs? You never gave us the mitzvahs. So the famous Gemara of the Zohar, Hashem says, I have an easy mitzvah for you, it's called Sukkah. And the Gemara says, okay, let's try it. Umaitzi achama min atika. The Gemara of Megillah, we have the Gemara of the Zohar, we all know the Gemara. that on that day Hashem will take the sun out of its nartik, a nartik is its case. It's a nartik is a case, like a suitcase, like a valise. A nartik is a cover. A nartik is a enclosure. A nartik is a valise, a suitcase, as a, so to speak. And we, in other words, in this world, the sun we see is a shielded sun, an enveloped sun that's held back by some kind of a case, a nartik, a tick, a box. But blessed love, Hashem takes the sun out of the nartik, and the goyim will get so hot, they're going to run away. They'll run away. Because that's the whole vort of a goy. The goyim are living in the world of nartik. They're living in a world of coverings and envelopes. They don't see the pnimius. The ganze Welt, and this Welt is the world of the sun. The sun is the emes of licht is all covered up with a nartik. And the goyim never looked for the pnimius. They were looking for the chesainius. So lasad lavai, Hashem explained to them with the goyim why there's no shach the mitzvahs. Because they're living in a Welt of nartik. When it takes the sun out of the nartik, they can't handle it. When the pnimius of the sun comes out, they can't handle it. And that's what the Gemara says, lasad lavai yidden, Hashem will take the sun out of his nartik, and it'll be a refuah for us. It'll be a shemesh tzedakah marpe v'knafeh. It'll be a refuah in the wings of the sun. It'll be yaitzim v'chinas malbushim. And that's the pshat. He says, "Ooh," he says, "Oh, yeah, zok that's a gishmak of pshat." Zok the edik mo'inayim. That's the pshat by Avraham Avinu, right? Vayera. Part of the Vayera starts off with Yom Hashlishi, Shlishi l'mila. So the Rabbi Shalom was mighty chamim in Artika. He takes the sun out of its case and makes it so far brent hot that no one's come to visit Avram. And Avram has tsar. And Hashem sends the three malachim. Zok, the Helik Morinayim, it's not just the mikre that 3 days after Hashem's bris milah, Hashem says, I don't want to be matriach Avram Avinu. I'm going to take the sun out of its case and make it real hot. It's not the pshat like it's just a stamas like tufal that there's a relationship between the two events. No, it had to be like that. Because a bris mila is being mighty chamim in artika, zok the vahedik amor naim al pidarko, that the whole yisayit of chamim in artika means that this velt is a chama, there's a pnimius, there's a neshama, the neshama, and but it's in an artik, and the avoid of a yid is to go inside of himself and to find the sherish neshama. When Avram Avinu was megala that Torah, when Avram Avinu made the first bris mila, the orla is also an artik. The orla is also such a covering over of the pnimius. The beginning of a year, the very first mitzvah you do to a Yiddish Bacher is that you take off his arla and you megale the licht that's in them. Like you said earlier, the Maranayim, that the biggest shamus are on the person's, on the man's bris milah. And on the Torah, there's mamish, that's the highest level of shamus, without any nakudas whatsoever, because it's covered all in nakudas. So mainly says, because Avram was made himself a bris milah, that's why the Bajam was Megala, he was Maitzi Chaman Artika. Because the Bris Mila is really the equivalent of being Maitzi on his level, on an individual level, that's like being Maitzi Chaman Artika. And that's the Gansa Voida. That's the Gansa Voida. And the third thing the Moranayim says, again, is the Pak the Parsha Shmais. The third Yesait, the Moranayim says, so the first thing we learned about that Mitzrayim was Golas Hadas, that the Isis of the Torah were in the Kleep of Mitzrayim since the Mabel, and the Yidden through the Isis that happened against the Mitzrayim, the Rebbe Yisrael was Megala and Goyal the Isis of the Torah. Number one. Number two, there's more than this noise. There's the Or HaTorah, and in Mitzrayim the Megal the Or HaTorah as well. That's the second madrega. The Or HaTorah is the light that penetrates the levushim and the external things in this world, the malbush, the guf, even the neshama, and goes to the pnimius and the sharish neshama vayid. That was also in the Sgala Mitzrayim. And there from Mitzrayim is like a new bria. It's like the world was created all over again from the snai. That's the second yesoid to come to the pnimius. And the third yesoid is how a person has to be careful not to mekalkil. You can have the Isis of Torah and the light of the Torah, but you can lose it all if you bring in foreign things into your body, into your neshama. So for that, That's the third thing. The Kud Marinayim. Because Chazal tell us that Moshe Rabbeinu could not nurse from a shiksa, and he had a davka chol of Yisrael, the mama's milk, but it had the Yiddish milk, because there's a pasuk. The pasuk in Yeshaya says, "Mi yoredeya, mi yavin tvuna," right? Gemulei mecholav atiki meshadaya. Who is going to teach knowledge? Mi yavin tvuna, who understands something, right? Gemulei mecholav, those who do not drink the milk, atiki meshadaya, they stay away from the breasts that are not appropriate for them, a shiksa, and they only drink Yiddish milk. So the Gemara says, because Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem knew, and Moshe Rabbeinu felt, that he'd be speaking to the Shekhinah someday, he'd be speaking Pel Peh to the Rabbi Shlom. So if Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't possibly drink this Cholav Akum from the Shiksa, so not Shayach, how could he even tame his mouth with this Shiksa milk? But the Moinayim Kedarka explains that it's much deeper, it wasn't Stam Cholav Akum here, so to speak. Zok to Moinayim was much deeper. It represents this very lifelong struggle. So what are we dedicating our lives to? Running after Taivas Olam Hazeh, which is, he says, B'chinas Cholav Akum, is B'chinas Avodah Zarah, or do we dedicate our life to Avodah Hashem and Avodah Hashem and Yir Shemayim? So he says, you know, that a tinoik, the word tinoik itself for infant, the Hebrew word is tinoik, which is mamish in the word tinek, you have the word yonek, to nurse. Because there's no time when a child is as close to his mother as when he's nursing from his mother. He's mamish living off his mother. He's constantly sucking from his mother, being nursed by his mother. But every child eventually grows up and he stops, he's gamul. He's weaned off his mother's milk and he goes his own way. Zok there, that's only by gashmius. In Ruchnis and Nishtazoy, the aside is that by Ruchnis, a Yid has to remain an infant and be yearning from the Torah, Kol Yimei Chayav. That's the challenge. That a person should be like a little child when it comes to learning Torah. When it comes to learning, I am still being yearning from the it said in the Pasuk in Mishlei, right? Ayela Sahav and Viyala Schein, Dode Yeravucha Becholeis. He doesn't mean this Pasuk, but the Pasuk states that the Torah is a beloved lover. And it's so full of chen and charm. The milk of the Torah will satisfy you forever. You go meshugge over the love of Torah forever. The Gazi decides to remain an infant Lagavi Torah. That when you're 75 years old, you're 85 years old, you're still chopping his palace from a svara, chopping his palace from a good vort, chopping his palace from a new insight in Torah, Naya Halach in Torah. That you're a baby, like a baby is so thirsty for his mother's milk, because mamish is an instinctive thing that it sucks. It doesn't have to be taught how to suck. So too, the Yisayit from Torah has become a bigger baby your whole life, Lagavi Torah. Become a bigger infant of Torah. More dependent on Torah. To be mamish like a mamish, an infant who can't live a second without sucking from the mother. And Chazal say that Ma'adod, the more it says, just like a child, the more it drinks his mother's milk, the mother's milk gets geschmacker. Everything else in the world, all the taivas, after the fourth bite of the steak that you paid so much money for. What's a piece of steak anyway? It's a piece of leather. What's a steak anyway? What's the case of lick the steak? Yeah. But you keep on eating, even though you're stopping yourself, you don't need it. It's bad for your cholesterol, it's bad for your heart, bad for your blood pressure, bad for your pocketbook. But you keep on eating, you spend so much money for it already. And that 16 ouncer or something, what's the 16 pounders? I don't know, they have big fat steaks. I've had some steak and potatoes. And you finish it, you only lies nimus already. After the fourth bite, it's nimus. Those are things we nimus after a while, but that's chaval the geld, chaval the money. I spent so much money even for a tuna fish sandwich. But after the eighth bite, it's already a chadav to finish. What are you eating the next four bites? So I paid for it, I gotta eat it. It's baltashus. It's from the cheshman, baltashus. But by a mother's milk is nishta, the more the baby drinks from the mother, he has a bigger shmak. Azoy zogon chazal. The zelba zach and tyra. Calls mashem a mashmish bo, you have a gewaltig time. Ah, the more you chazer, people that make the biggest mistake. When I was a bacher in the yeshiva, who has time for these things anymore? But I was a bacher, we still chazer 5 times, 10 times, 15 times, 20 times. Chazar is then a shir. Anything I chazer, I remember Baruch Hashem to this day. Anything I chazer, I was a bacher, it's still Baruch Hashem in my brain. Mit the Torahs, If they didn't chazer enough, forget about it. It's in one ear and not the other. It's one ear in, one out. Nothing. What's the tachas of learning like that? There's no gishmak. The whole gishmak in learning is to chazer, nachamo, nachamo, nachamo. It's crazy. You get older, your memory's not so good. You got to chazer some more. That's no, and every time you chazer, it gets better. It's not boring. It's not boring. It's mamish gishmak. It's like sucking. Mishmoshkit the benglach. It's like you're soaking out the marrow from the bone. As a gishmak. That's why Moshe Davke Zokdemar Naim had to be yearning from his mother. It wasn't Stam, he's actually his mother. Moshe Rabbeinu, the whole story of Moshe Rabbeinu nursing from his mother is a mashal to what Moshe Rabbeinu is going to teach Klal Yisrael later on. He gives in the Torah that we have to be babies for Torah, infants for Torah, Gantz 11. That's the reason why it all happened. But, so he says, Amar de Gazach. Oy, I have to have koyach. Say it over. So he launches into a meridic shtickle over here. He says, you should know, this is the aside. Torah is like the mother's breast. But you have to learn Torah for the sake of getting close to your mother, getting closer to the Rabbi Shalom. And then you learn instinctively. Torah Lishma is I'm learning for the sake of getting close to the Rabbi Shalom, for no other reason. He says, if you're doing Torah, even for the sake of Olam Haba, that's also Shlo Lishma. No Tuelas. He says, you have to call Mavakish Pras. If you're looking for any prize for learning Torah, and any benefit for learning and doing mitzvahs, so that's called these Oivet as Atzmai, you're worshipping yourself. Because you're doing it for your own benefit, you're Oivet of the Zara. We have become our own idols, and even if you're doing it for Olam Haba, that's also Sotel Satsma. If I'm doing it, I want to get Olam Haba. It's a big Madrega. I want Olam Haba. That's the chaos for yourself. The only reason to learn and do mitzvahs is Yavai, the Shmoya, God, the Baruch Hu, the Ava, the year, a year, Rak, the Kavanazu. That's all. That's called, and he says, if you're learning L'Shem Shemayim, that's called being Yoinik from a Yiddisha. And if you're learning for any other personal value, that's called Yoinik Min HaNochris. It's Cholavakum. You're drinking from a shiksa. You have transformed. You have a foreign thought. You have an alien thought in your avodas Hashem. You're learning Torah. That's called being yainik v'na shiksa. Yainik v'na akum. Pele de gazach. Pele de gazach. He said what?
It's called beiz yid.
Chov beiz.
Yid. Chna yid.
Chna yid.
It's from a good.
Okay.
The mama yechevet they gave him
from a Hamosh. Yeah. Or maybe your chev is also the Isis chov of Shem Avaya biyad in the hand. The heart is in the hand. Your chev is chov of. You're saying your chev is what? Chov beis in the middle of your
chayid.
Chayid, fine. All's good. Chayid from the Yiddish. This is your chev. So he again he says a person who learns and does avoid al menasek al pras. It's called katnas hamoichim. It's like playing the cup. He's mamish as a katnas. He's missing the whole point. He's missing everything. Missing everything. And he has all our richas over here explaining. There's a lot. Again, remember I tell you anything, but you remember, I'm telling you, he has much more in the parsha. And even the shtiklach I told you, I'm not doing it justice. I'm just giving you a ma'ein, shem ma'ein, a mashu. I'll conclude this little shtickle with where he says that there was only one time in Jewish history where the Yid were in the full madrega of learning the Shema. You know when? In the time of Shlomo HaMelech. The Satan Zayah covers that. Shlomo HaMelech is called Sierra B'Shlimusa. The Satan's form, Keseder. That Shlomo HaMelech is called the moon B'Shlimus. Because Shlomo HaMelech was the 15th generation from Avraham Avinu. Shlomo HaMelech was 15th generation of the Zayvid and the Levana in the sky. Is only full on the 15th day, 14 and a half days, which is 15. So to Shlomo, which is Shlomo's, it's also Isis Lashma, and in Shlomo's time was Seer of Shlomusa, Klal Yisrael, he says, that which it says in the Pasuk, Shaitan Pasuk, in Divrei Yomim, Ein kesef nefshah v'yemei Shlomo. In the time of Shlomo, money was nothing. What's the pshat? Kesef was nothing. And he said, kesef was nothing, not because they had so much money. Because they didn't need money. They weren't interested in money. Because they were learning Torah v'shleimus and turning the Torah l'shma. They had such a geschmack in the learning, they didn't need the money. That's why, and kesef nechshev. Because there was no chasar in their life. The aside of Yiddishkeit is, I'll conclude with this. Again, I'm not saying just words, I have to get this point. There's a shmuz who should speak for days, for years. They don't teach this. That the aside of Yiddishkeit is that if you have the Rebbein Ishtom, you have Amuna, you don't need anything else. You have everything. If you come to Yisharish Nasham, you have everything. The Mahalach, the direction that a Yid is supposed to be going in life is inside, deeper and deeper, is binaness, machshava. Who am I? What does Hashem want from me? You have to speak to the Rebbein Shlom, the Chavetz Chaim. Snishken Chassidus Shazach Davke. Chavetz Chaim spent hours in his boydom, in his attic, talking to the Rebbein Shlom, like I'm speaking to you. Speaking to the Rebbein Shlom, like Mama says, it's like a dialogue. He's speaking Allah, he's speaking to the Rebbein Shlom. He tells over what happened today, what he liked, what he didn't like. He has ties under the Rebbein Shlom. He speaks like Mamash, like his friend. Does that mean, because the Rebbein Shlom is him? Because if you get the Yisharish Neshami, the Rebbein Shlom and us is one the same thing. And when you have Yisharish Neshami, you have everything. You don't need anything. You're not afraid of anybody, because you have a Dira Shemayim, there's a Mavat, many other fear. And you don't love anybody else, and the Chavetz Chaim and Brachmanos Lan could lose a child and say, now I just love the Rebbein Shlom more. He says, until now, Rebbein Shlom, I shared your love with my son. I didn't give you my Gantz love. But now that my son is gone, I give you my Gantz love. So Rebbein Shlom, his love of Avos Hashem was awesome. But we think that would be a terrible thing to live like that. We're not looking with it. But for those who are Magish, what it's all about, the more we are mechuber with the Rebbein Shlom, mechuber with Masharish Neshama, Rebbein Shabbalas, it would be a pchisa cover to me. It would be a disgrace for me to come on to somebody else. That means I'm abandoning my Hilig Azisa Geshmak Atayr Rebbein Shlom. Nor the Rebbein Shlom. Nor the Rebbein Shlom. Also the Rebbein Shlom. Ah! I must say, I said it by the Hesped, my mother, Aleh Shalom, who was not Zerich Rebbe Yaakov, and she didn't have such a big Jewish education, only what she learned from her mother. So Lamaisa, when it came to be Tachan Avos Hashem, is really a Mamish Meridik. She taught me this. Only the Rebbein Shlom. Not the Rebbein Shlom. I don't need anybody. I don't want anybody. Only the Rebbein Shlom. It's like that was her mantra. Not the Rebbein Shlom. Don't need anybody. Don't need people. Don't go on to people. Not the Rebbein Shlom. That's the whole Maranayim and Mama Lashon. That he says, and that's what Shapa Shlomo says. And we'll conclude with this. He says, in the time of Shlomo, it was Ishtachas Gafnoi. Vishtachas teinosoi. What's with Gafnei teinosoi? Because Geffen is like a vine. And a vine is very close to the ground. That means to say, by a Geffen, it's easier to see the relationship between the root and the vine. Because the vines look like roots. It's an extension of a root. You look at a tree. You don't see the roots in the tree. It's a big redwood tree. Where's the roots? Mezetnish, the relationship between the big fat tree with the big trunk and the roots underneath. But a vine, you see it more clearly, because it looks like an extension of the vine. So he says, by Shlomo's sight, everyone came to Shorish Neshama. Ishtachas Gafnei. I'll just read the words. Ratzal Loimar, kol echad v'yechad. Hoya makbil l'shorashoy umasigoy, v'atoiva bo'o me'atzmoy. Oh, it's a git. He says, every year that came to Shorish Neshama, and I don't do anything else. The toiva came by itself. Because when I am where I belong, when I'm at, you don't have to run after happiness. I am happiness. I don't have to run after prosperity. I am prosperity. Because prosperity is my Shorish Neshama. That's where it all comes from. We don't have a shaykh of the Shorish Neshama, so all the brach over there goes someplace else. Doesn't come to us. I don't relate to it. But the time of Shlomo, Kol Echad knew his Shorish, and the Toiv Abo Mi Atzmai. The whole shmuz here about Shluch HaKan, but I'm not even going to start it. There's a whole metaphor, a ganze mushel, it's Api Azoyer HaKadosh, that the Shluch HaKan has a shach to this concept. But we should learn and take away from the Morinayim, and I have a Kedusha Levi, but it's a little late. I think I'll conclude the Mora Nayim. But we should take away from the main thing in Mora Nayim is this Merdik Yisait, that we're looking in the wrong direction. We're not looking in the right place. So we daven. He says, before, he says, in fact, the Mora Nayim, in Shemoneh Esrei, we're asking Hashem for all kinds of things. If a person, for our Toelas, if your person is Davik and Sharish and Shama, he doesn't need any Toelas. My purpose is just to be Davik with the Rabbi Shlomo. My Sharish and Hashem is one. If I do that, I wouldn't need anything, because Hashem is everything. How can I need anything if I'm everything? If I come to Sharish and Shama, I have everything because I am everything and Hashem is everything. Ich darf gar nicht. I don't need anything. I am everything. You know, I don't need anything. I am everything. Because my Sharish Hashem is the Rabbi Shlomo. And it's everything. Ein el mavadai. In Shemoneh Esrei, we seem to be asking for a lot of stuff. So he tries to framfer, and he says, so the Mora Nayim answers the question. And he says, v'af shonim espalim al toy al teinu. We daven for our own benefit. He says, nah, I'm only saying it, she is gadel v'yisgadei shemei rabba. She calls ma'ashon ha'chaseri toiva, who beplays talkus chiyusoi, ha'malika ha'ilamois. He called ma'ashon ha'srachei v'mizgad l'chiyusoi v'shifoi, kaladam v'mali toiv. When I'm saying, Hashem send me refuah, I'm not saying send me refuah because I'm sick and I need my benefit, I need to be healthy. When I say barech ha'ashon, I'm not saying Hashem give me bracha and a lot of money, because my pocket's not full enough, I can't pay the rent. That's what I'm saying. I say, your body knows chaval, that if my pocket doesn't have money in it, that means you're not in it. That's why I always tell people to go around with the hands in the pockets. It's a big school for aniyas to have your hands in your pockets. They tell you, don't go around hands in the pockets. Because chaval, you're not supposed to be hands underneath your belt. But the hands in the pocket doesn't belong there. But you put your hand in your pocket, there's no room for their body in your pocket. When their body's in your pocket, it gets full. But if your hand's there, it says, I can't be there. There's no room for me. So I can't put the money in there. I can't put the brach in there. So when you're davening, says the Heilig Gemara Naim, you're not davening for my personal refuah. I'm saying, why am I sick? Sickness is choyli. Choyli lishon chulin. Choyli lishon chalal. It's empty. It's a vacuum. It's pust and vist. It's empty from their body. Hashem, send me refuah and send me money, not because I want the money, I want you. I want you to fill me up with you, so I'll be healthy, Mameva. And the whole world will see it. I want my pockets to be full with you, so there'll be money, Mameva. But I don't want the money, I want you. So if we could say with honesty and sincerity and genuine, I fill the Rebbeinu in my pocket more than the money, then the money would be there also. I'd want the Rebbeinu than else. You don't have to pursue happiness. Pursue the Rebbeinu. But that pursuing the Rebbeinu is really pursuing me. If I knew my Sherish Neshama, Rabbi, what do you mean? He said, the Davin Hashem, please let me get closer, Hashem. Let me more penemius. Let me not be distracted by chitzonius. All these taivas, all these distractions, all the noise, all the pots and pans, all the tumult, all the rash. Rabbi Hashem, I want to be closer to you. I want to go inward. Hashem, protect me from the outside world. The time bandits, the cup bandits, the ganze Welt wants to rise me away from you, Rabbi Hashem. Don't let them rip me away, Rabbi Hashem. I want to hold on to you, please. I want to get closer to you. Closer, closer, deeper, higher. That's the Yisrael of my name. Golas is Ein Golas of the Das. If you don't know the Rabbi Hashem, you're in Golas. If you don't know yourself, you're in Golas. That's the Yisrael of Marsha Shmois. Okay. So tonight is the Yartzei of the Helik of Lednik Rebbe. No, we were in Cheshvan. It's a month or two. So the Vladniker people have big yeshuas by the tzion from the Vladniker, big yeshuas. And there was a mother, Taka, who, he's buried in his house, where his house used to be. He died around 1840. And the Vladniker, he's buried in that house, we were in the house by the tzion. And the story goes that there was a mother who had no children, who davened Merdik and wouldn't budge till she was zeich of the children. She had a child. And when the child was around 11 years old, the child got deathly sick. And this mother doesn't know Chochmas, a Pasha the Frey, as I said twice. And she didn't know from Chochmas, and she brought the child to the Tzion of Vladiker and just left him there. The kid was getting paralyzed. He was very, very sick. And she said, I'm leaving it here, Rebbe. You, the child came from your bracha that I got at your Tzion. He wasn't alive anymore.
It was because I davened by Yitzchak, that was zeichet to a Yeshua. I had the baby. Now he grew up a bit, and he's not moving, and he's very sick. I'm just leaving him here. It's your problem. It's your baby. It's your problem. And she left the child there. And after a while, the child got gesund right there. It'll take a couple hours, and the child got gesund. It's a meredith. But my favorite Valednicker story, as you know, is by his mother. When the Valednicker, a lady came to the Valednicker Rebbe, and Yisrael Dov, and asked him for a bracha, that she should have a son, her son should grow up to be like the Valednicker. Rebbe, if it was man's sins, was I pink for the Rebbe. So the Valednicker says, yeah, no problem. If you'll be a mama to your son, like my mom was to me, you'll have a son like me. Saul's telling the mama. If you'll be a mother, like my mother, you'll have a son like me. Your mother, what's your mother? She said, there's Mari de Gemaisa. That when his father was nifty when he was a little child. When he was 9, his mother was dying. She's on the deathbed. She says, Saul, bring me a sefer. I need a sefer. He says, mama, devices, the Kansas Schleinen. In those days, women didn't go to school. She couldn't read. She would say, she knew the brachas bal peh, she knew davening bal peh, just the gevent shein from the mama, and the blit. But she couldn't read. She says, mama, what's after the sefer? You can't read. She says, just bring me a sefer, a grace a sefer, bring me a big one. So he brings her a big gemara, the riff. In those days, they had to print the riff separately. Big, big riff. Big riff. And she opens it up, just opens it any place, because she can't read. And she looks at the open page and says, Heiliger Oisius, flee Aruf in Himmel, Betzachois by the Heiliger Vashefer, Azer Zolzen, Azman Yisrael Dov, Zolois Vaxen, Ein Elech Yidin Yerei Shemayim. Heiliger Oisius, fly to Shemayim and beg the Rabbi Shalom that now, that Avi Yisoyimim should take care of my son Yisrael Dov, and Zen, he should become an Elech Yidin Yerei Shemayim. So she did not read the letters, but she knew better the letters than these Beis Yankov Meidlich, who can read a lot, but they don't understand the pneumius of the letters. They don't see the aura of the letters. They only see the malbush. They only see the malbush. They don't see the neshama of the letters. But I was in the neshama. This Yidna, who couldn't read, read Shenemel. She read the aura of the letters. You know, she didn't read the tzirif of the letters. She saw the aura of the letters. That's why she said, if you'll be a mother to your son, like my mother's for me, you'll have a son like that. Zechusa Yogein Oleinu.